D.Y. Patil Medical College, MBBS fee, 2000x higher than AIIMS. Why hasn't CBI rated D.Y. Patil Medical College? Students call D.Y. Patil Medical College an extortion hub. RTI exposes D.Y. Patil Medical College fee fraud. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News Exclusive. The 157th Parliamentary Committee exposed Dr. D.Y. Patil Medical College for charging 2,000 times IIMS fees, collecting R200 crore illegally. Despite Supreme Court rulings and Vice President's petitions, NMC and DMR ignored the scam. Victims demand refunds, degree release, and criminal action as Parliament considers disciplinary action under Rule 270(5). 2000x fee, scam exposed in Parliament's 157th Standing Committee report. In a scathing indictment, the 157th Rajya Sabha Standing Committee report, Feb 2024, para 2.13, page number 23, directly named Dr. D.Y. Patil Medical College, Pune, for charging MBBS fees 2,000 times higher than AIIMS Delhi. While AIIMS charges ₹1,350 year, D.Y. Patil demands ₹26.5 lakh year. The committee flagged over ₹200 crore in illegal collections under the guise of a fifth-year MBBS fee, a fee structure not recognized by any regulatory body. It demanded urgent intervention, citing this case as the most blatant fee violation in the country's private medical education sector. SC judgments. Reinforced, private colleges can't set arbitrary fees. Though the report doesn't quote case law, its findings echo landmark rulings like PA Inamdar versus State of Maharashtra, 2005, and State of Kerala versus KMCT Medical College, 2025. These decisions reaffirm that deemed universities cannot operate above the law. As per Article 14 of the Constitution, fee regulation is not optional. It's mandatory. Even autonomous status does not permit private medical colleges to extort unapproved sums under fabricated pretexts. NMC ignores Parliament, Vice President's office petitions. Despite parliamentary directives, the National Medical Commission, NMC, has refused to act. Even formal grievances from the Vice President's Secretariat, filed in May 2025, March 2025, and October 2023, have been neglected. This deliberate silence amounts to constitutional contempt. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, notes that the NMC has become a regulatory bystander, refusing to uphold its statutory responsibility. D.Y. Patil owners face no action amid ₹200 crore extortion. Bhagyashree and Prasad Patil, owners of D.Y. Patil Vidyapeeth, remain publicly unaccountable. They have not refunded any part of the ₹200 crore extorted from students. Ignored over 50 RTIs, legal notices and petitions. Withheld degrees and internship certificates. Their refusal to respond has left hundreds of students in academic and professional limbo, facing psychological and financial distress. NMC DMER officials. Named in regulatory cover-up, the SIT has identified top officials shielding D.Y. Patil's violations. Raghav Langer, NMC Secretary. Sukh Lal Meena, Director, UG Medical Education, NMC. Dr. Ajay Chandanwale, DMER Maharashtra. Despite RTIs and legal demands, NMC falsely denied its regulatory role over deemed universities, contradicting its own July 11, 2025 circular. DMER, meanwhile, has refused to provide any action-taken reports. CBI raids NMC officers, why not D.Y. Patil yet? Sprouts News confirms that the CBI has already begun raids against corrupt NMC assessors elsewhere. In Karnataka and Chhattisgarh, over ₹50 lakh in bribes were seized. Ghost faculty and biometric frauds were uncovered. Officers like Poonam Meena and Jitu Meena were booked. Given D.Y. Patil's scale of violations and the parliamentary evidence, it raises a critical question. Why has CBI not yet raided D.Y. Patil Medical College? Student exodus begins. D.Y. Patil faces NEET backlash. MBBS applications to D.Y. Patil have collapsed by 73% this year. Students and parents describe it as India's most extortionist medical college, citing exorbitant fees, harassment, and academic opacity. Other media investigations confirm the mass shift away from deemed universities, reinforcing the committee's warning about systemic failure in medical admissions regulation. Parliament may invoke Rule 275. NMC's authority at risk under Rule 275 of Rajya Sabha procedure, Parliament can suspend officials found in contempt. As the NMC was created by the NMC Act 2019, its defiance undermines Parliament itself. Stakeholders now demand that the Rajya Sabha Committee on Petitions summon NMC officials, recommend CBI probes, and enforce Rs 200 CR refund to students, immediate release of pending degrees, suspension of Langer, Meena, and Chandan Whale. India's medical dream hijacked by greed. This scam is not isolated. It reveals deep-rooted failure of regulatory institutions. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, warns that if Parliament, the Supreme Court, and even the Vice President's Secretariat can be ignored, the sanctity of public oversight in Indian education is in crisis. Victims now demand refunds, justice, prosecution, reform. Major controversies of Dr. D.Y. Patil Medical College, Pune. RR 200 crore illegal fifth-year fees, scam, collected Rs 26.5 lakh MBBS fees per year, 2,000x more than AIIMS Delhi. Rs 200 crore extorted in the name of a non-existent fifth-year fee. Highlighted in a 157th Parliamentary Standing Committee report, Feb 2024. Violation of Supreme Court judgments. Breached fee regulation norms set by P.A. Inamdar versus State of Maharashtra, 2005. Ignored State of Kerala versus KMCT Medical College, 2025 guidelines banning unapproved fees. Constitutional principles under Article 14 directly violated. Ignored Vice President's Secretariat orders. Ignored three grievance files escalated by the Vice President of India. VPS 1801-2023 ADMN. VPS 1801-2025 E ADMN. VPS 1801-2025 E ADMN. No action taken despite formal directives. Degrees, certificates withheld. Hundreds of MBBS students denied. Internship completion certificates. Final MBBS degree. Students face career loss and psychological trauma. Regulatory failure. NMC DME are complicit. NMC Secretary Raghav Langer, Director Sukhlal Meena, and DMER head Dr. A.J. Chandanwale under scrutiny. RTIs falsely replied or ignored. Fee circulars and action taken reports not followed. Owners silent despite public outcry. Trustees Bhagyashri Patil and Prasada Patil have ignored 50-plus RTIs, legal notices, and CP grams. Not issued refunds or clarifications. Expanded business empire amid ongoing crisis. Student exodus and admission drop. 73% decline in MBBS applications in 2025. Parents call the college India's most exploitative private medical institution. Why no CBI raid yet? Despite evidence, D.Y. Patil has avoided CBI scrutiny. Other corrupt NMC-inspected colleges in Chhattisgarh and Karnataka already raided.